Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and obviously we've talked about during the Christmas season, sometimes it's the best of times. There's that song that says it's the most wonderful time of the year, but also a lot of times it can be painful, and that's because there's an empty plate at the table and somebody not sitting in their favorite chair at Christmas, and just memories we have with loved ones. And I know this will be the second Christmas without my dad, and just, you know, man, just those new normals that you have to get used to. But I want to encourage you today. Hope is here. That's what we're about. And I read an article recently by Ron Edmondson. He was the senior pastor at Emmanuel Baptist Church in Lexington for, I think, 5 years. But he left to go to a position in Texas with a leadership company. He's a phenomenal leader. Great follow on Twitter. But he posted an article called 10 Ways to Process the Emotions of Loss at Christmas Time. He talked to two really good counselors, one that I know very well and have actually done some counseling in the past with, Jennifer Degler, and the other one was Elizabeth Ellis. And just between Ron's experience of over 25 years in ministry and talking with these two counselors, just some advice, practical ways to overcome a sense of loss at Christmas. And hope maybe this will encourage you and give you some hope. Obviously, you know, ideally at Christmas, it's about Jesus Christ. And apart from Christ, we know that there's no Christmas. And without Christ, there's no peace. But, you know, these suggestions that Ron made, they're not designed to take the place of that truth at all. But they just give you maybe some practical tips today to help you deal with loss at Christmas. And out of the 10, you may only relate to one, but hopefully it may help you and get through this Christmas, give you some hope, maybe help you refocus, process some of the pain, the loss. And if it blesses you, encourage somebody else maybe to listen. They can go to our website. This will be on a podcast later today at hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. The first thing that Ron suggested on ways to process your emotions during a loss that you've had at Christmas is, one, just to list your losses. It doesn't have to be just a death in the family. It could be death of a marriage, by divorce, maybe a physical injury, financial losses, children that maybe moved out this year for the first time. Whatever they are, just write them down. And Ron shared that he's personally found journaling to be very helpful, and I've done that in seasons of my life. In fact, kind of felt maybe convicted, led to start journaling myself, because there's something very therapeutic about writing. Our brains, the way they're wired up, when we write things, it's a way of helping release and process thoughts, and both good and bad. But one of the ways to help deal with the loss at Christmas is to write them down. Just admit the pain, get it out there, and it's very therapeutic in doing that. The second way to process maybe pain or loss, emotions you're feeling this Christmas season, is to share them. Obviously, you want to go to God first, but, you know, open up with a close friend or maybe with people who have experienced dealing with the same specific loss that you have. And, you know, don't have too much pride that you can't go see a good Christian counselor. Some of the best money I've spent in my 53 years is on Christian counseling. And yes, I've been a pastor for 15 years and love God and believe in Jesus. But you know what? Jesus did life with three people, Peter, James, and John, out of the 12 disciples. So he had friends that he processed things with. And maybe you don't feel like you have a safe place. And if you don't, then go see a Christian counselor. If you need recommendations, I would be glad to make recommendations. Just contact me at greg@hopeishere.today. That's greg@hopeishere.today. Another way that maybe you can help process emotions during this Christmas season that are kind of painful is grieve the loss. We live in such a culture where people are so busy that we don't take time to grieve. And we've talked about that on some previous programs with some of our guests that have suffered just some horrific losses of children. And yet, you know, you need to take time to grieve. And maybe it's just turning the radio and the TV off and just talking to God and having a good cry. And I've done that a couple times with my dad, actually, even earlier this week as his birthday is upcoming. And somebody just asked about him for some reason. Just the emotion became really heavy. But make sure you grieve the loss. Our culture, sometimes we think that, you know, you can't take time to do that, or you get one cry, you just need to move on and buck up, you know, suck it up. And man, it's not the way God heals those wounds. another way maybe to handle the process, the emotions of Christmas loss during the season is just choose to resist falling into despair. That's when you kind of live in a false reality that all hope is gone. And, you know, I heard somebody recently tell me that they were talking with somebody. They got their car fixed at a certain car place here in town. And there was a really nice young man that was helping them get their car, taken care of and all. But just asked about Christmas. And this person responded, "Oh, I'll spend some time with my children and grandchildren. What about you?" He said, "Well, I'll be hanging out with my mom. But my dad passed about 4 years away. And since then, my mom's wanting to put up a Christmas tree or anything." So, you know, it's not the best of time for us. And, you know, friends, that just broke my heart when I heard that story, because it's okay to miss. It's okay to grieve. But, you know, I mean, let's be honest. I would think that loved one would still want you to remember Christmas. And we're followers of Jesus. That's where our hope is at. And okay to have some sadness, but not to even acknowledge Christmas and put up a tree. And I've done that before, been Scrooge and went through a painful season, not put up a tree 1 year. But there's so much more to rejoice and celebrate. And you may not feel like doing it, but sometimes you just have to choose to do that. And I want to encourage you today to say, no, I'm not going to resist falling into despair. And my mom's my hero at doing that. She'll grieve for a few moments, but then she's like, nope, I have a lot to be thankful for and to be blessed for. I miss Ed, my husband, but you know what? He loved Jesus, and we're celebrating the birth of Jesus this Christmas season. Here's another thing that a lot of us forget about, and I'm guilty of this one especially, that is key to helping get through some painful emotions during the Christmas season. Take care of your physical body. Eat well, man. There's a lot of Christmas parties, a lot of sweets and things. And, man, I'm guilty of this, not taking care of my body, eating a lot of bad stuff. Man, drink water, get rest, turn that TV off, go to bed. When we get fatigued, man, the lies from the enemy can really grow in our minds and hearts. And taking care of your physical body is really important during this Christmas season. Here's another one that Ron Edmondson suggested, and this is just a huge one. Be aware of negative thinking. Be aware of negative thinking. Catch negative thoughts and replace them with thoughts that are positive and true. See Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. I want you to get in your Bible, so I'm not even going to tell you what that verse says. But Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. You can look it up on your phone or grab your Bible. But see what Philippians chapter 4, verse 8 says about that. Here's another way, and this is one we don't feel like doing when we're hurting, but during this Christmas season, you know what? Do something for somebody else to help you heal and to move forward. Do something for somebody else. There's lots of opportunities to help people. We've talked about Lighthouse Ministries, go serve with Dining with Dignity, those that are homeless, less fortunate, Sweet Blessings, cakes.org. You can check that out, help them out. There's so many places that you could be a blessing to. Nursing homes always need people to go visit, just to go love on people, just to listen. And you say, well, I don't want to listen, but you know what? It takes your mind off your own worries and hurts when you go to be a blessing with somebody else. Another thing that Ron suggested in this 10 ways to process the emotions of a loss at Christmas time is you have to force yourself to participate in social activities. And you know, when you're kind of discouraged and you're hurting, you don't feel like doing that. But friends, one of the devil's great tools, I think, is when he gets us isolated. And we need to be around people. I shared earlier, I mean, you know, Jesus could have saved the world by himself, but he chose to do life with 12 other guys. And you know, God did not mean for us to be alone. And I know people that are in marriages that are miserable. They're not alone as far as there's another physical person in the house, but emotionally they are lonely. And yet, you know, during seasons like this, go to social gatherings. Your church has something. If it's musicals, Christmas programs, even if it's for the kids and you don't have kids or grandchildren, go be a part, be around people, and you'll be amazed how much better you feel. And there's just nobody benefits when you become a recluse. I want to say that again. When you become a recluse and you just isolate yourself, you know, you could actually be a blessing to somebody else just by showing up. People need volunteers all over the place. And, man, just force yourself to participate in social activities. Here's a big one right here. this one just screams at me so many times in my life. Man, if you want to try to get through Lost during this Christmas season, you got to do this. Avoid the compare game. Oh, my goodness. When we try to compare our losses to other people's losses, that is a lose-lose-lose situation. Because here's what I know about comparison in my life. There's always somebody that I'm going to have it better than, and there's always going to be somebody that I have it worse than. When we see somebody we have it better than, pride can set in. And then when we see a situation that's worse, you know, then we look at that and we just start thinking, oh, wow. I mean, there's just, don't compare. When you compare, that is, it's just not God-honoring. It's not healthy. It's really not. Everybody's life is different. And Isaiah chapter 55, verses 8 and 9 says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, and my ways are not your ways, declares the Lord. As high as the heavens are above the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts." Just trust God with your one and only life, and don't try to compare your life to somebody else's. This is a huge one, and we had to do this first Thanksgiving, Christmas, after my dad passed last year. Honor your losses with new traditions. Begin some new family rituals that will help you reflect on the good things you experienced with that person that you've lost, or maybe will help you remember happier days to come. You know, you just do something new, different, because it is depressing. It is painful if you try to do the same thing with that special loved one that's not there, whether it's through death, physical death of a spouse or a parent or a child or a grandchild, or a death of a marriage, or whatever it is. Maybe try something new. We didn't eat Thanksgiving at home the first year after my dad died. We went to a restaurant, which, you know, I just didn't think that was allowed. But you know what? It was the best thing we did, because it just took our minds. We're in a restaurant around other people. We had great food, and, you know, it's not something I want to do. We went back to doing it together at somebody's house this year. But I'm glad we did that first Thanksgiving. And last but not least, this is a huge one here, and people think, well, if I love Jesus, I shouldn't hurt. But friends, God gave us emotions. Jesus had emotions. We all know the shortest Bible verse. Jesus wept over the loss of his friend Lazarus when he heard that news. But the last thing Ron Edmondson shared in his list of 10 ways to process the emotions of loss at Christmas, we have to learn to worship in tears. I'll say that again. We have to learn to worship in tears. You know, we have to learn to worship God even in pain. When you realize God is good, even when it doesn't seem like life is good, you are better equipped to face the storms of life, which are sure to come. We all know that either you're in a storm, you're coming out of a storm in your life, or you're about ready to go into a storm. But here's the good news. You're not alone. If you're a follower of Jesus, Jesus is with you in the storm. Remember the story when Peter saw Jesus walking on the water, and he said, "Lord, is that you?" He said, "Yes, can I come out with you and walk on the water?" He's like, "Come on, Peter." And he did. But then remember, he took his eyes off of Jesus and started looking at the waves and all this, and like, "Oh my gosh, I can't believe it's doing." He started to drown. Well, friends, during this Christmas season, when you're dealing with the loss, it's okay to cry. It's okay to hurt. That's part of the healing process. But you still have to proclaim, "Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, for sending your best, your one and only son, this Christmas season." And that's why he sent Jesus, because he knew that we would hurt. And as I heard Wayne Smith, one of my heroes, the founding pastor of Southland Christian, say one time, "God had only one son without sin, no son or daughter without sorrow." And so, friends, it's okay to hurt, but know that God loves you and that Jesus came to help us know through a baby, a precious baby, that there is hope. I'm Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.